All right, let's begin. So we left off on Kuf Chav Tes. Is that what you have also
Yes.
Good. So Kuf Chav Tes. So writes the Mechaber. Kasha Zoch. Oh, you know, actually, I could email this to you. Just send it to you. All right. So kasher kuchav tes kasher zocha adam lahasku lahavenes hadvarim. So remember again, we were speaking about in the previous chapter, the previous section about understanding. Well, of course, the general message of all of this is understanding that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that all creation, everything that exists in this world, is a chilek of the Ribono Shel Olam. Kasher zocha adam lahasku lahavenes hadvarim. When a person is zocha to be able to understand these things, remember again, I'll say the greatest challenge in life is that there are certain things that we understand to be intellectually true, but lamaisa again, that doesn't mean getting Israel. It doesn't mean that we internalize them. So I understand that it is correct, but lav dafka that I actually am able to internalize it. So after I'm able to internalize it, he says, then I'm privileged to have a strong connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because when I begin to understand that everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam, and everything that exists in this world is a chilek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By definition, there's nothing here that happens outside of his tachlis, and I'm able to internalize this lesson. I'm able to create the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with which there is no barrier. So what ends up happening is, if I view the events of this world as something external and separate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when something happens that I am unhappy with, so what happens? That creates a mechitza, creates a division between myself and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if I begin to realize that everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam, and therefore by definition everything that occurs is an extension of Him, then no matter what occurs in life, nothing forms a mechitza chas v'shalom, but rather everything in some way has the capacity to actually bring me closer.
Opposite.
What do you mean?
That if you know everything comes from God, something bad happens to you,
So remember, that's why one of the yesodos that he laid down is that everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tov. Meaning you have to accept that premise first. So if you accept mi'ital teitzara, everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good, again, sometimes it's obvious good, sometimes it's not so obvious good, but it's all good, then lemaisa, again, everything that happens in some way brings us. Well, so you see this, by the way. You see that there are Baalei Emunah like this, who possess this just incredible Emunah, that Gamzu L'Tov, everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is good, and everything that happens like brings them closer. And suddenly you look at people like this, and you wonder, like, I don't understand how these events are bringing you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shouldn't these events, in fact, create a distance? But again, the Mechaber is spelling it out. If lemaisa, I believe everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, A, and if I believe everything that comes from God is good, then by definition, everything that occurs has to bring me closer.
But when it's good, it doesn't necessarily mean it has to be good, even personally for you per se. It could be good for your family. It could be good for three generations from now.
Good doesn't mean pleasurable. Right? Good just means...
I might not even get the benefit in my life.
I take it even from... I might have pain.
Right.
I forget about not get benefits. We were saying it was stronger. A situation may actually be painful. It could be physically painful, spiritually painful, emotionally painful. But lamaisa, again, there's some tov in there. Now, again, right, whether that tov is going to be for me, whether that tov is going to be for my kids, for my grandchildren, I don't even know when the tov is going to come about. But I believe that it's tov. He goes on, he says, Kilomar, Adam zeh, yachol is kash laKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo rak min limra Torah v'kima mitzvos bilvad, ela gam hu chai bebechinas b'chol derachecha da'eyu. Remember, we'll say, here's the incredible part. If you accept this mindset that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and that everything is tov, that means that everything that happens in life is a lesson in emunah. You see, we often assume that we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu through learning, through davening. That's because we're not always conditioned to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that occurs in life. But if I do see God in everything that occurs, then by definition, everything becomes an opportunity ultimately for connectedness. That's Bechol Dirachach HaDa'ehu. Know HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all ways. He says Bechol Dirachav Mamish Hu Yodeh Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately again, in all the ways and everything that happens in my life, I come through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yediyah Milashon Chibar Vizdabkus Kinoda. Because remember again, the Lashon of Yada, that's like Va'adam Yada Eschav Ishto. The Lashon of Yada is not just to know, but to know in an intimate fashion. So Bechol Dirachach HaDa'ehu means see the Ribono Shel Olam intimately involved in all of the details of my life, and ultimately connect him. Zu avodaso shel ha'adam. This is the avoda of man. Lishlol es kol mara einav shiroim esachitzonim esanivroim. So the goal in life is to do away with external, superficial seeing of things, just to see creations. Or ledabek atzmo bechol esu bechol shalom nekudas ha'pneimios shel hakol shua kodesh baruch hu. Remember, we saw this last year. That the goal in life is to, sometimes we get so focused on the Nivra that we forget to see the Bore, right? So we get so focused on the details, right? And on the players and on the different aspects of creation. Let me say it differently. You know, when you look at the world, there are two ways you can see the world. You could see the Bria, you could see, look at all these beautiful creations, or if you look close enough, you could see the Bore. You see the Ribono Shel Olam. Our goal is to be able to see the Bore in the Nivra. So that even when I look at the Nivra, I want to see the creations, it's not the creations that I'm seeing, called the Shibaruch in that. Well, so when you get to that level, ultimately, again, that's a new recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam. Bichlal kinyon zeh bevade yishakare b'ro b'mitzi osu yisparach shema bashka chaso kefi shebur adato. And of course, again, in this recognition is a clear understanding of the mitzias of the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hashkocha, his providence, kefi shebur adato al yedei kinyon tzuras chayim zu, through acquiring this type of lifestyle, adam yotzime olam shal nefrados v'davak ba'olamo shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is an incredible statement. When a person begins to assimilate this mindset, right? This mindset ultimately meaning that I don't just see the Nivra, I see the Bore. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, everything is Tov. When I begin to see life in this fashion, and this is really amazing, I begin to move away from the world of Nifrados, from the world of disparate entities, V'davak ba'olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we'll say, there is a way to transition from no longer seeing independent things, but all I see is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we'll say, at the root of everything in this universe is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, I was just coming over in this past Shabbos, there's a beautiful, beautiful parish on Pirkei Avos by the Rebbe of Stefan Esht. I don't even know if there is a Stefan Esht Chassidus anymore now. Stefan Esht Rebbe was a grandson of the Rishner. Or was a son of Rishon, one of the sons of Rabbi Saul of Rishon. So he wrote this parish on Pirkei Avos that's absolutely amazing. And he speaks out this idea. So he has a whole piece about the neshama. Like, what is the neshama? And it's interesting, he quotes, this is what's amazing about learning his story, he quotes the Greek philosopher Philo. He has a whole thing on Philo. Philo was Jewish, actually. So, interestingly enough, he quotes Philo, and he agrees with Philo. Philo has this incredible yesod, that the neshamas are malachim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses certain malachim to come down into this world. Those malachim become our neshamas. It's an incredible, incredible yisod. And the only reason a malach comes into this world, why doesn't a malach stay in Shamayim? A malach only comes to this world because there are opportunities for growth available in this world that are not available in the Olam HaEmes, which is quite amazing. So there are opportunities available here that you can't have by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Others say that no, the neshama is like the Baal Tanya used, Lashon of Chelak Elokami Ma'al Mamish. Right? That no, it's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The idea is that if you distill everything down in the universe, you could create a common denominator among everything, and it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Rambam's Ikar Emuna, when he says, right, there is nothing in this world without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs nothing. God is in, there's no such thing as something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in. Which means that if we fine-tune our vision enough, we no longer just simply see Nivraim, but we see the Bore in everything. So when I see the Bore in everything, suddenly again I look at life And I no longer see like a series of individual events, but I see a cohesive tapestry. It doesn't mean I understand everything. It doesn't mean everything makes sense to me. But Lamaisa, I realize that I'm looking at an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not just a random series of events pieced together by some type of trail of haphazard events. Incredible. I mean, if you think about it over here, this one line of being able to see the Borei instead of the Nivra, this is Emunah. That's what Iker Emunah is. When I no longer see the disparate pieces, but I see the Ribono Shel Olam and everything, that's the pinnacle of Emunah. Because the moment you see that is the moment you begin to see that everything is purposeful, which is the moment that you begin to see on some level that everything is good, even if it's not pleasurable or pleasant, you begin to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's incredible. He goes on, he says, the world of Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. Yechido liyachadach tachlis v'sof madregazu. He devekus gemura be'ein sof. He will say, this is the lashon is also, what is devekus? We always speak about devekus. So what is devekus? So the Mechaber here posits that devekus is when you transcend the Nivra and you see the Borei in everything. That's Devekus. Because then I'm Dovak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such a real and profoundly, not one thing that happens in my life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is not part of that. He goes on, he says, V'chol echad yinasa l'zakus bo at kam shabeh chalasa. And what says an important yisod, this is not an all or nothing thing. Meaning, this is a progression. We all have to try to reach this level in accordance with our abilities. So there are some people that could see the Borei in everything. Some people that could see the Borei in some things. Our goal is to try to do it to the best of our abilities. Let's see another paragraph. Kuf Lamed. La'achar shezocha Adam ve'emunaso ba'akadosh baruch hu chazaka. So we'll say when a person is able to accomplish this, and his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is strong, and he's able to see the Ribono Shel Olam in all aspects of his life. So this is amazing. Only after, see, if you want to get down to code, do you know why we have such difficulty in tefillah? Why do we have such difficulty in tefillah? We have such difficulty in tefillah because we really have difficulty in emunah. If my emunah is not ironclad, then by definition, tefillah is a struggle. Because tefillah is the way I connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ein Sof. If my emunah in the Ein Sof is not strong, it's hard to create. That's why people, it's always interesting, there are all these, everybody's always trying to mechazik tefillah. I often think we go about it the wrong way. Right? The goal is not simply the parish amilos. The goal to have positive tefillah starts way before I ever open up the siddur. It starts with a profound foundation. Listen, by the way, just as an aside, this is why you'll notice children struggle with tefillah incredibly from a young age. I'm not even talking about like kids. I'm just saying, like, in general, you see when kids get their siddur, it's very exciting. But as time goes on, they lose interest in tefillah, and it's an interesting why. What's the pshat? So part of it is that children often are a little bit spoiled and coddled, and if you have everything, if you always have everything, it's hard to create an appreciation for tefillah, because I'm not lacking anything. I'm not lacking anything. But it's also, from a yisodistic idea, so we don't really, Jews aren't generally educated in Enyone Emunah. Look, here's a good raya. So we're all very young, Baruch Hashem, but we're not kids. And, you know, for some of us, this is like the first real exercise in learning about Emunah. Like really getting down to like the core principles of what it means to be a ma'amin, to not see the Nivra, to see the Borei. So you would think that logically this would be the first, like this is like the meat and potatoes of a spiritual diet, but it only comes later. And because of that, that's why, so, all right, let's see. He says, so what happens after a person is zocher to this level, and they have a strong emunah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he sees the Ribono Shel Olam's hanhaga, his leadership, his rulership, his domain in all the areas of my life. Ata min ha'ra'i sheyizkeh likanes Tanis Olam Shel Tefila. Kishekasavnu Olam Shel Tefila, Dikdaknu Bidivarenu, Bidavka Lichtov Lashon Shel Olam. So it's interesting. So the Chaber says, you might be wondering, why do I use this Lashon of Olam Shel Tefila? What do you mean the world of prayer? What is the world of prayer? He says, Vizos Mipnei, She'inyon Shel Tefila, Ze'eno Inyon Shel Gimel Tefilas Bayom Vesuvo. So it's very profound. The concept of Tefila doesn't mean three prayers a day. Now we're talking about when we say olam atfila. Tefila is not just going to be three tefilos a day. Vesulo ela ala adam neikarnes lesoch olam shel tefila. We'll say our ultimate mission, our ultimate aspiration is to live in the world of prayer. Chayim in tefila zechayim ba'olam achar lechalutin. So a life with tefila is a fundamentally different life. David Melech Amar. This is incredible. Dara Melech says, right, I am tefila. What does that mean, I am tefila? He says, Kilomar, Shekol holach nafsho, b'mahalech shel tefila, that the entire essence, the entire direction of my soul is in the direction of tefila. Hu chai ba'olam shel tefila. I live in a world of tefila. Kasher adam chai ba'olam shel tefila. When a person lives in the world of tefila, harei shelo over alav, listen to this. When you live in the world of tefila, not more than 15 minutes could go by without me uttering some tefila to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I will say, now that sounds a bit extreme, but again, you begin to see where he's going with this. Because again, remember, as we don't know yet what it means to live in Olam Tefila, but I do know that if I have proper emuna, I see the Borei in every single Nivra, which means everything I see and everything I experience in life, I connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through those mediums, through those events. Therefore, by definition, when I live in the Olam HaTefila, Tefila is a constant, ongoing process. Not a 15 minutes goes by without some type of dialogical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
I think Baruch Hashem
does as well. Yeah, I mean, I will have to see, but yes, Tefila is a recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Essentially, what we're going to see is Tefila is the language of Emunah. If Emunah is the cognitive, spiritual, emotional process, Tefila is the verbal manifestation of Emunah. Tefila is how I express my Emunah. And then if you think about that, so now, if we've established that Emunah is an ongoing process where everything I see, every Nivra I see, ultimately I see the Borei, then by definition, if I'm really seeing that, I can't just keep it in here or over here, it's going to have to come out. How does that verbally express itself? Tefila. He goes on, he says, Hadova harishon sheish lahavin, shatfila itzuras chayim shal adam, velo inyan prati lizman ma bayom. The first thing that's important to remember is that tefila ultimately, again, is a framework for life, in the life of man. It's a lifestyle, and not simply something specific that is done at specific times throughout the day. But so let's take a look at the next paragraph. We'll start it. We'll just do it for a few minutes. He says, Navaras hadvarim. So kuf lamed alef. Let's explain this a little bit. He says, "Suras chayim chayav shal haYehudi haAmidi." So, a true life, a true Jewish life, who mahalech shekol kula shal yom, who chayim haKadosh Baruch Hu, Torah haKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzvos haKadosh Baruch Hu, chule v'chule. He will say, "What's the ideal Jewish life? The ideal Jewish life is I'm living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I do, I learn with God, I daven with God, I do chesed with God. Everything I do, the Ribono Shel Olam is by my side." Now, mostly you understand the novelty in that because a person can learn Torah, but lav dafka, the Ribono Shel Olam is part of that equation. Right? People engage in their Judaism all of the time, and God's not present. Again, if you ask me why I'm doing it, of course I'm doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but am I thinking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is God on my mind? No. So the goal ultimately is to live life with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything I do, Hanakuda shemekasheres adam laorech kol yom HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what is the thing? What is the nakuda? Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you. What is the nakuda ultimately that connects you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu throughout the day? Shenosenes lechayev tzura shel chayim bitzav sam HaKadosh Baruch Hu zeh tefila. But say what? So what tethers me to God throughout the day? So again, see, up until now we thought it was my thoughts and emotions. If I'm thinking about the Borei and the Nivra, so now we're saying is, no, what really tethers me to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Tefillah. Tefillah is the dialogical connection that tethers me to the Ribono Shel Olam. He goes on, he says, fine, Kilomar, Kilomar, hatachlis hapanim shalatilo, the inner tachlis of prayer, hu lahavi esa adam la mahalech, shekol chayov, hu bitsafsa ima kodesh baruchu. Ultimately, again, the entire tachlis of tefillah is to bring a person to a point where his entire dialogical mission, his entire essence, his safsa, his mandate in life, is to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher mevinim shezoi tachlis shel tefillah, when we begin to say this is the essence of prayer, bar hadaber, she'ein shayach she'inyan tefillah yizman ma bayom. So we'll say, if tefillah is the way that I tether myself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition, it doesn't make sense to say that tefillah is at certain times. It doesn't make sense that tefillah is relegated to certain times. If tefillah is the dialogical connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then by definition it has to occur throughout the day. Because ultimately, again, if tefillah for me is Shachris Mincha Mariv, then I really missed a big part of what tefillah ultimately is. If tefillah only goes ahead in what? Only takes place at certain parts of the day. How does it tether me to God throughout the rest of the day? Bar hadavar, shemahalich hatefillah, muchrach shiyel orech kol yom kulo. Tefillah, ultimately, again, has to take place throughout the day. Va'abechina zu amr David HaMelech alav ha'shalom va'ani tefillah. Kilomar, shekol kulo, hein mebechinas tefillah sas ha'nefesh, v'hein ba'avchonas zman. So that's David HaMelech, he says, I am tefillah. Means I have to be subsumed by tefillah. Both from a spiritual perspective, from a time perspective, and from a daily perspective. Ultimately, again, kol kulo ha'mach shel tefillah. So we'll say, so stop over here. But again, what we really end with over here is a very important yisod, which ultimately is, now we begin to see a progression. We begin to see a roadmap. So let's trace what we have so far. So number one, we have that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So by definition, what that means is the essence of everything that exists in this world, and that's everything, is the Ribono Shel Olam. So every living creature, every inanimate creature, every event that happens, all has HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. That's premise one. Premise two is that nothing bad, everything that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is good. Doesn't mean pleasurable, doesn't mean easy, doesn't mean not painful, but ultimately everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So my job in life is to go ahead and to try to see the Borei in every single Nivra. But in order to do that, I have to maintain a constant connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So up until now, before I read this last section, I would have assumed that the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Is my thoughts. I have to be thinking about this stuff. I have to be thinking about Borei, 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 Borei. Every single time I see a Nivra, I try to ask myself, where do I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this thing, in this person, in this entity, in this event? Now what we're saying is, I need tefillah. The Rebbe says, one second. It's hard. Thought needs to actively materialize in some dramatic way. So how does thought materialize? Says David HaMelech, "V'ani tefillah." So thought, of particularly connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, manifests itself through tefillah. Now we begin to see that tefillah is much bigger than my three obligatory daily prayers, but rather, again, tefillah is going to be an ongoing dialogical connection throughout the day. And it's that dialogical connection that keeps me connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that by definition allows me to see the Borei in every single Nivra, and by definition causes me and forces me to search for the Tov in every single life circumstance. We'll stop here, but now obviously the next part of this avoda is to try to figure out what type of tefillah is he referring to, and how exactly does tefillah accomplish that? All right.
We're going to have time to actually work.